Kyrie me fenoti apeisar exe vol genti parcenos tav mas fechen vietlem aftom fe vol geni et maot tempi
Sitem et avovo theo acosomento agio evangelio
maro tinevien sion khane frane mem shoinsten in vom kin ye fluge sunek to ka a ta du kanangio evangelio to ananos ma listen to the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, may his blessings be with the soul. Amen. A reading from the Psalms of our Father David, the prophet and the king, may his blessings rest upon us. Amen. Listen, O daughter, and consider and incline your ear. Forget your own people also, and your father's house, so the king will greatly desire your beauty, because he is your Lord. Comes in the name of the Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, whereof glory forever. Amen. Now in that sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Then Mary said to the angels, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month of her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from there.